Okay, today we're going to learn about Purim. So before we start, there's an interesting Drush Chazal that says that Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur, right, which is Yom of Kapara for Klal Yisrael, Yom of cleaning and atonement Klal Yisrael, which is actually Matan Torah, the time when we received the Torah, the Luchot Shniot, the second Luchot, that was a Kapara, and was an atonement for the Chet HaEgel. Therefore, all the generations afterwards, it's a kapara for Klal Yisrael, an atonement for Klal Yisrael, and it's a Kabbalah Satera. So, the drush is, Yom Kippurim is Yom like Purim. K is Kaf Adimion, Kaf of comparison. It's like Purim. It means Purim, in a certain sense, is on a higher level than Yom Kippur. Now, in order to understand this, we'll get there, but the point is, you have to understand what's happening on Yom Kippur before we understand Purim. So, basically, we've seen the Inyan of Kabbalah Satera. And the Kabbalah Satera on Yom Kippur is only a comparative to Purim. So Purim must be this concept of Kabbalah Satera. It also must be this concept of Mechilas Avonot, of atonement of sins, right? So that's what it must be, those two things. So now we're going to learn a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peches, right? And we'll see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says as follows. And the Jewish people sat underneath Har Sinai. Amar Rav Dimi, says Rav Dimi, Bachama, Bachasa, Melamed, this comes to teach us, right? Shekafa al Kodesh Baruch Hu Alei V'taha Gigis. Kodesh Baruch Hu took Har Sinai and put, because they were Tachti Taha, they were underneath Taha. How can you be underneath Taha? Means you lifted up Har Sinai, the clouds were underneath Har Sinai, and Kodesh Baruch Hu told them, he lifted the heart like a gigis, like a bow, over Klal Yisrael. And he told them, if you receive the Torah Mutzav, that's okay. Vimlav sham tiek vorkem. If not, this will be the place of your death, of your burial. In other words, Kabbalah of Torah at Har Sinai and Shavuos was not, optional. It was something that Klal Yisrael had to take. So, there's many Mephoroshim who explain what it means here, but simply speaking, the simplest pshat is, it was so clear to Klal Yisrael when they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaber Mitoch HaEsh speak to them, that it wasn't optional to accepting the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Asara Dibrod, and you're my people, etc., etc., right? How could they not accept the Torah? And what it means, Sham Tiek Furatchem, because the reality, why it's being about death, because Kabbalah Satera was basically Tchiyas HaMeisim. So without the Torah, Sham Tiyek Kvuratchem, that would be our Kvura, i.e. Klal Yisrael would need to die. With Kabbalah Satera, had we accepted it as we were supposed to, Klal Yisrael would not have the world would come from Tchiyas HaMeisim and there would not be Kvura. The problem was that we didn't receive the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we received it from Moshe, but that's a different shir, we spoke about that in other places. Now let's go through now. Omer of Acha by Yaakov, Mikan, from here we have a Moda Rabba L'Oraisa. What's a Moda'a? So that means, when a person gives a Moda'a, if someone's forcing you to sell an object of yours, and you give a moda'a, you say, I don't want to sell it, he's forcing me. And you say in front of two edim, the sale isn't a sale. So moda'a is something which is mevatel a sale, which revatels a contract between two people. So here says, moda'a rabba. Shim yazminam, says Rashi, shim yazminam, if they mazmin them to din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol brings them to din, the Jewish people, for not keeping to Torah. Lama lo kiyamtem, why didn't you keep the Torah? Ma shekibaltem aleichem, what you received upon yourselves. Yesh dem tshuva, they have an answer. Shekibluah ba'onis, they received it forcefully. Since they received it forcefully, they had no choice. They had no choice. Whatever was written, they accepted. But it didn't mean they were able to accept. So you're asking us to keep stuff that's too difficult for us to accept? That's not acceptable. And this is what's negates us, this next part. Amar Rabba, says Rabba, Afa Pichen, even so, Hadu, they went back, Vikiblua, and they received it upon themselves, the Jewish people, B'yemei Achashverosh, in the times of Achashverosh, i.e., because of the Nes of Purim. Now we're going to see, Dichtiv, we learned this from Pasuk from Megillas Esther. Kimu Vikiblu, the Jews established and they received upon themselves, Hayudim. What does it mean, Kimu Vikiblu? Chazal HaDarish. Kimu, they established to themselves, Mashu Kiblu Kfar, what they already received at Har Sinai. In other words, Kimu, what does Kimu mean? They established to themselves what they received on Har Sinai. They established themselves Beratzen, with free will, what they was established, what they received on Har Sinai, Beonis. So now Rashi says, B'yemei Achashverosh, in the times of Achashverosh, Me'ahavat Anes, from the kirva, from the ahava, the love of the Nes Sunnah Selem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu did for them and saved their lives. Klal Yisrael is brought down in Svarim HaKadoshim. Klal Yisrael, the Sudas HaKashverosh, let me understand, why it's called B'yemei HaKashverosh? The Sudas HaKashverosh was just before the time of the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. It was a Beis HaMikdash was already, after 50 years, already in the process of, you know, coming to maybe being rebuilt. They already talk about it. He made a Suda, right, with the clay Beis HaMikdash. And he advised the Jewish people, and everything was kadas, lo ena ones, right? It was kosher, mahadrin, mahadrin min mahadrin, right? And they drank, and they were nene mesuda shel Achashverosh, and they were nene miklei hamikdash, and they saw the chorban or the klei hamikdash in front of them, and they weren't me'abel, they were besimcha, which in itself was a big avon, because in Galus, they were nene, they were mit'abel after seeing Klei HaMikdash, and him wearing big day Kohen Gadol, which is big day Malchus, he's wearing the begodim of the Kohen Gadol, which is the begodim of a melech, of Malchus. In other words, Kivyachol, the Malchus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu was transferred to Malchus of Achashverosh, Chas V'Shalom. And that was Kivyachol. That's why in Megillah, when you see the word melech, it's referring to Achashverosh, it's also referring to Melech Malchim HaMalchim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, this Megillah represents, right, the Suda, after the Suda, during the time of the Suda, what happened, says Chazal, that it wasn't just the Suda. They were mitame with Nashim Nochriot. There was, half things happened with non-Jewish women. And Clarissa, because of that Suda, Nigzar Aleihem were decreed upon them Klaya, complete destruction. Because think about it, the Beis HaMikdash, you just separate from Beis HaMikdash, was about to be rebuilt. They were besimcha in the Suda, even it was kosher. They were the simcha, they were besimcha. They were nene from the Suda of Achashverosh. There was clay Beis HaMikdash there. They weren't mitapel on it. And they were mitchabe, they were connecting to the Malchus of Achashverosh, which in the end brought them to connect to the Nashim Nochriot. And if you understand the Sipur, you understand now the Sipur better of Vashti. They wanted Vashti to come out, you know, without any clothes on, right? And she would have, she had no problem. Chazal says something happened. Vashti was, you know, for understanding here, Klal Yisrael were nidon because of these averes, very very chamu averes. They were nidon chas v'shalom. So name Klal Yisrael were nidon b'klaya, destruction. Okay. So now, what happened? What changed? What turned over this change? What created the Nes of Purim? How did the Nes of Purim, and we say nahafachu? How did from such a low degraded place, Klal Yisrael changed and it became the sea of Kabbalah's Torah. Yeah? Now, I want to explain to you a little bit of understanding about what it means to connect Chas V'Shalom with the Nochri. Whenever a person connects with whoever he connects, there's levels of connection. A person connects on a physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual plane, right? If a person connects with someone who's on a lower plane, the connection is a connection wherever that is. So Chazal say, the Loshim Chazal, the Rishonim say, that you don't need a pasuk. I mean, this is a pasuk from Beit Tam, but other Rishonim say, you don't need a pasuk for chitun with a nochri, for marrying a goy. Why? Why doesn't it work? Because it's like marrying an animal. Because they're on such a lower level.
Soul-wise.
Yeah, soul-wise, they're such a lower level that for you to connect with that, it's like connecting to a lower persona, the lower self. And in that sense, that's not called the chitun. Chitun has to be, marriage has to be, when you connect with someone on your level. Okay, let's explain it a little bit more. When whatever you connect to, you become that level. That's the explanation of Gemara and Erevin. The Gemara there says, when a person connects to a goy, he becomes an aral. He loses his mila and he becomes an aral. Becomes an aral, an aura, nimshach al, on that makom, because he becomes the lower level. A goy is considered an aral, it's considered disconnected. He disconnects himself from his higher spiritual self. Now, if we understand this, so this Suda caused the death of Vashti, right? And then we know that who was taken? Was taken Esther to be the wife of Ahasuerus. And through being his wife, came the Tshuva for Klal Yisrael, right? And instead of Klal Yisrael, the Tzom, that she decreed that Klal Yisrael should be Tzom for her, when she entered the chambers of Ahasuerus, right? And Asher Kalo Kedat, that she went not according to Dat. What do you mean Shalo Kedat? It means beforehand she was taken as a captive to Ahasuerus. And she was an onus. She was forcefully connecting. Now, by her going in, it meant her connecting in some way Barotzen. And the Gemara speaks about it. The Gemara speaks that she was now doing Barotzen, she was now doing it willingly. The Gemara says, learns from here, that an Avera, Lishma, an Avera, this was an Avera, the person does Lishma, does with the proper intent, right, is like a mitzvah Shalom Bishma. And it learns out from Esther, that she went Barotzen to Ahasuerus, but the Tzivui of Mordechai, this was the Tzivui of Mordechai, Asher Kalo Shalom Kedat. We see now a very interesting thing, that this Knisa to Ahasuerus, who represent Malchus Paras, the Madai, right? He represented this Malchus, and the connection with Anochri brought on the Hatzara of Klal Yisrael, i.e. the Chibur to the Nochri, right? In the Sudas of Ahasuerus, and the Zilzul of the Chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have to understand it's the same thing. If we were mezalzel in the Klei HaMikdash and in the Beis HaMikdash by enjoying the Suda of Ahasuerus, right? What were we mezalzel in? What were we doing? We were mezalzel in our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, when we mezalzel in our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we mezalzel in our higher persona, a higher level of self. And that, when we mezalzel in our higher level of self, that gave an opening to connect to Nashim Nochriot, to women, non-Jewish women. Because we mezalzen in self, we lost that higher level self, so now we was able to connect there, and so to speak, not to be okay, but because we lost part of ourselves. That zilzul removed from ourselves that higher persona, the higher level of self. Mezalzel means cheapened ourselves. So now we see that Esther's connection with Ahasuerus brought on the Hatzara for Klal Yisrael. She then invited invited Haman, and that caused the Hapala of Haman, right? And then we see that Hapala of Haman with, right, brought on that the Jews fought the non-Jews, because the decree of the Melech couldn't be brought back, so it was fought, and that fight with those non-Jews who wanted to kill them, was the fight of Mechias HaMalek, right? So Purim, and obviously Mechias HaMalek with regards to Haman and his Asara Banav and his 10 children.
But we don't.
All this nest doesn't seem to be anything to do with Kabbalah's Torah. So somehow we have to understand what's this to do with Kabbalah's Torah and what's this to do with Mechilim. Why Davka Nochrius, right? So first we have to understand that first of all, Esther, what she did was Api Mordechai. And the Gemara says she was Ba'ones, even though it was a Tzivu Mordechai, it's considered Baratzen, right? She went Baratzen to him knowing this was going to happen. And somehow the Gemara is saying that even though this was an Aveir, it was an Aveir Lishma, and it's considered like a mitzvah shalo Lishma. That means this Chibur was a Chibur of Tzivu Hashem. And like the Gemara says, right, the Chibur was a Chibur to the Melech, because just as Melech HaChashverosh represents the Chibur to Chas V'Shalom HaChashverosh, also represents a chibu Melech Malchei HaMelechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu to connection. So this chibu is the shorish of the Nes of Purim, and this needs to be understood. So if we understand that a chibu to something lower than you can bring you lower down, the chibu to something higher than you can bring you up. So it must be that the chibu V'Achashverosh to Esther, which was a mitzvah, kilu, a mitzvah shelo lishma, and non an avera, that means Esther didn't lose her ma'ala, didn't lose her level in this chibur, because it wasn't considered an avera. It was considered like a mitzvah shelo lishma. So she didn't lose her daga of what she was. And Esther represented the malchus of Klal Yisrael Begalus. So Achashverosh was mitchaber to this malchus, this higher level persona of Esther, which represented malchus, right, of Klal Yisrael and Golus, and that changed Achashverosh, that changed his level, because just as chibur can bring you down, the chibur to Esther can bring you up, and in a sense, Esther, this chibur of Esther to Achashverosh, was metakin, was fixing of the malchus. That means the gam of the chibu to a nochri, the blemish of connecting to a nochri, was fixed by Esther's connection to Achashverosh, right? And bringing that connection to a higher level. There was, in certain sense, a tikkun of the malchus, a fixing of the malchus. Now, since Achashverosh represents the malchus sitra'achra, how can that be a tikkun of the malchus? So you have to understand that since the Sitra Achra had a chibu to Klal Yisrael through the Nashim Nochriot, that caused there to be a certain koach and a certain hashpa'ah, a certain influence of Klal Yisrael, which was drawn into this lower world. The chibu to Esther, in fixing Achashverosh, who represented the Malchus, this Malchus, was bringing up all that was lost, all those lost parts that were lost in the Chibur to the Nochriot, to bring them up. Similar to what you were saying before, Josh, about V'tidbak Nafsha Bedina, that the Nefesh of Shechem was Nidkan by being attached to Dina. So too, Tidbak Nafsha, so to speak, of Achashverosh LeEsther, and there was a biru, there was a bringing back of all those lost aspects of the Jewish people which were lost in the Chibur to the Nochriot. That was the Tikkun of Esther. And what did Esther ask for? This was the beginning of Mechias HaMalek. Esther asked for Suda with Achashverosh and Haman, which for the end was going to be the death of Haman, the Mechias HaMalek. So you have to understand, Mechias HaMalek is the bringing back of those lost aspects of the Jewish people that were mitamtem, that were lost to the Goyim. That's Mechias HaMalek. That's the Mechias HaMalek that was done in Purim.
Could you define?
Mechias HaMalek is the destruction of Amalek. Amalek is the antithesis of Klal Yisrael. They only have koach mikoach Klal Yisrael. They only have strength. Any ra has only koach mikoach HaKedusha. When the Kedusha is completely removed from the ra has no koach, and therefore the tov could be sholet on the ra. The purpose of Esther's chibur with Achashverosh was to remove all the good that was lost in the chibur in the ra because of the connection with the Nochriot. In order to understand this fully, I explain the mitzvah of Purim. When a person connects with Zad Hashem when he gets married, that's called Purim. And he becomes a basa echa, he becomes one flesh with his wife, and that creates, that's what's called a zivuk, that creates a tremendous big shefa coming into the world, and that soul that's brought into the world from the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the birth of a child. Right? So Puruvu, proper connection, brings into the world a soul. Brings into the world, ruchnis into the world, and it gets put into the proper place, into the child. Proper vessel, the goof of the child. And you have kedusha brought into the world. Right? That's when it's a proper connection. An improper connection, all improper connections, the opposite of Puruvu, being fruitful multiply, is to waste one's potency. The wasting of one's potency is the source of all improper connections. An improper connection means that potency of a person is wasted and thrown away. What does that mean? That means it's thrown into places it shouldn't be. It's thrown down into the lower worlds. So any connection with something which is an improper connection causes that. And that's the concept of connection to Nochriot. Connection of Nochriot is an improper connection. That's a seed. That's a avia vatatuma of improper connection. Right? And that improper connection brings the, so to speak, those good aspects of Klal Yisrael and throws them into the Sitra Achra, into the Ra in the world. I.e., the Shefa of Klai, that Klai Yisrael can bring into the world, the influence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that Klai Yisrael can bring to the world through a good connection, is thrown, kivyachol, into the Ra in the world. So those connections in Nochriot brought that aspects of the influence of Klai Yisrael were thrown into this, so to speak, the lower worlds. And the connection of Esther with Achashverosh was a connection of uplifting. That connection was bringing up those lost souls, so to speak, back to Klal Yisrael. And that was what's called, that was a tikkun hamalchus, that was a fixing of the malchus. That's the fixing of Esther. I.e., the bringing of malchus back to Klal Yisrael in goddess, which is the malchus of the female. Goddess is the malchus of female. Geula is malchus of the male. The malchus of a female is always goddess, because the purpose, when you have malchus in Klal Yisrael, you have a chibur of the male malchus to the female malchus. When you don't have a chibur of the male malchus to the female malchus, and the female malchus is in goddess, that means her chibur is to chas v'shalom, to something else. Her connection is to something else. Here, Esther's connection to Achashverosh was an uplifting, was a bringing back of, was a tikkun of the Ra. And since it was a tikkun of the Ra, this was a malchus of the female in Galus. Now there's more to explain here. And now that there was a fixing of those lost parts that came back to malchus Yisrael, to the malchus, even though this malchus was malchus of the female, but came back, was fixed, that bringing back of those lost parts is Mechias HaMalek, is the destruction of Amalek. And that what gave Esther the koach in the suda she did afterwards with Haman and his 10 sons, right, gave Clarice the koach to be limchot zeicha Amalek, to destroy Amalek. Clear? Because it was already done in Ruchnius. Okay, so that was the fixing of Klal Yisrael. But there's another part. The Gemara says that when then we have to understand that all these chazals make sense in that really Esther didn't send herself to have with Ahasuerus. The part of herself that was mitchavet to Ahasuerus was a shade. Was like a, how you say, shade? A demon sort of thing, a spiritual being. It wasn't her. But Esther's chibur was a chibur with Mordechai. Her real chibur was a chibur of Mordechai. The chibur of Mordechai, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, that Mordechai took Esther lebat, as a daughter. And the Chazal say, lebat means lebayit, as a wife.
Wow.
The chibur of Esther to Mordechai was that of a father to a daughter. That was the form of relationship. So, what does that mean? A chibur of a father to a daughter. Mordechai represented the Torah. When Mordechai was one of the Sanhedrin and he represented the Torah, Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebaal Peh, how do you want to say it? Torah Shebaal Peh. He represented the Torah. He was the authority that took Klal Yisrael through this period of time. And his chibur to Esther, which represented the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, was a chibur of the Torah as a father to a daughter. And Chazal say, the chibur of a father to a daughter, that sort of relationship, is a chibur of tremendous ahava. Because it's not only paternal ahava, love, it's a natural love of a father to a daughter, but it's the love of a husband to a wife. But the love is such a great love that the child, the daughter, right? Well, this sort of relationship is a relationship in which daughter is completely nullified to the father, so to speak, that it's an expression, a complete expression of the father. Kare, the daughter is part of the father, right? So here is just an expression of the father. The expression of the father in the daughter is the gilui of Torah Shebaal Peh, is a revelation of Torah Shebaal Peh, and I explain what that means. Torah Shebichtav is always called Chochmah. Chochmah is always associated with Torah Shebichtav, because it's something, it's the building blocks. It's what's given to us from Moshe Rabbeinu, from those the building blocks, right? Then it needs to be understood, that's the Bina. But when it's fully expressed, it's only expressed in the Malchus. When the Torah is expressed in the Malchus, i.e. the father is expressed in the daughter, right? That Torah Shebaal Peh is Malchus Peh. Is the expression of the Torah Shebichtav, when the Torah Shebichtav gets full expression, that's what Malchus means. Malchus means the expressor. When Torah Shebichtav is expressed in the Malchus, it becomes Torah Shebaal Peh. So when the father is expressed in the daughter, that's a gilui of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's a revelation of Torah Shebaal Peh. Sorry. So the question is, why is this chibur such a high chibur? Because since this chibur is a chibur of Ahava Gemura, it's a complete love, right? So there's a complete revelation of this Ahava. And this Ahava is revealed even to the lowest places. And this is the Gilui of Purim. The word Megillah means revelation, legalot, right? Means, right, to reveal. What was revealed in Megillah is, through all these so-called circumstantial things, Nadada Shnat HaMelech, and the Esther becoming Malka, b'chule, b'chule, all these seemingly normal procedures, there was a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Neis in saving Klal Yisrael, which started off with the chibur of Esther to Ahasuerus, the Suda's Esther, and then Esther asking Ahasuerus, because now that she was in charge, it was her Malchus that was being expressed in Galus, right? The Malchus of Queen Esther in Galus. Her asking Ahasuerus was not going to be refused. And therefore, Klal Yisrael were given the authority to kill Sonehem. And that was Mechias Amalek. And they had the ability, only now they had the ability of Mechias Amalek, because in spiritual terms, the Mechias Amalek was already done through the chibur of Esther to Achashverosh. And me avas hanes, what's the avas hanes? There was a tremendous ahava. So you see that from Rashi, we should relearn. We learned Gemara and Shabbos. We see avas hanes. What's the avas hanes? This tremendous ahava of a father to a daughter is the relationship kiviyachol, because remember, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. The ahava of this nes, we see that in the midst of Galus, in the midst of Galus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his ahava, even though we're not deserving it. He shows his ahava gemurim, even though we were nitma begoyim. We were the lowest of the low. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his ahava to Klal Yisrael to save them from Amalek and all the sonneim of Yisrael and all the haters of the Jewish people. And even though we didn't deserve it, and that revelation of Ahava brought on to the Jewish people a tremendous level of Ahava, and that tremendous of Ahava was Kimu Mashikiblu Kva, that what they received before Ba'ones, because of clarity, now in the depths of disclarity, the depths of Golos, they were still Avdei Achashverosh, they were still servants of Achashverosh. In the depths of Golos, they saw the depths of the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Klal Yisrael. And the depths of that love brought them from the depths of Golos to have a realization of and a desire of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'oraisa v'chadhu, and to his Torah, which is one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the Nes of Purim, and that's what the Gemara means. Mitzad Avas Hanes, the Mekayim Torah, right? Ba'ava, the Mekabel Torah Ba'ava, and that's what Torah Shebaal Peh is. Because Torah Shebaal Peh is in the midst of Golus, right? In the midst of Golus, the midst of the Golus of the Torah. We don't understand what the Torah Shebichtav is. It's this book in front of us, which you don't understand, right? And it doesn't make sense. And then the amelis, the because of our ahava to Torah, and because of our amelis to Torah, we come to an understanding of the Torah itself, and we lose ourselves. And that's why the Gemara brings over here, finally, Ama Paziza, the Kadmichu, Umaychu Leodnaychu, that put its mouth before its ears. In other words, you took upon yourself something you couldn't take on. Akati bepazutaychu kamaitu. You still with your pchiza, with your, you know, you like you're doing more than you can. Yeah, you're still standing them. Bereshe boilechu lemishma. First, you should have asked what says in the Torah. Imatzit kabitu v'ilo. If you could have kept it or not, right? And then you should have. You instead what you said. You said, what did you say? Ilo, lo kibit. And if you couldn't, lo kibit, you shouldn't have said, Amalei anan, saginan, b'shleimuta. We went with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, with Tom Lev, with a complete heart. Kederech ha'osin me'ava, like those people who do me'ava. V'samachnu alav, we relied on him. Shelo yet anu b'dava, shelo nuchal la'amod bo. That he wouldn't give us something which was too hard for him, for us to keep. Like it says, Tumat Yisharim Tenachim, that the how do you say Tumat Yisharim Tenachim? Those people who are complete and straight Tenachim, right? They will be given. What do you say? They'll be given tranquilness. So in other words, and this Gemara was said by. When this Kut Siddiqui saw Rabbi, he was sitting and learning Torah, and his hands were underneath his legs, and the Mevaitzi, they were bleeding. And he says, yeah, what was Rabbi doing? Rabbi was learning Torah Shebaal Peh. The Torah Shebaal Peh can only be learned with an Ahava, because Torah is not something that a person can really receive. He doesn't have the vessel to receive it. So only if there's a chukka and a tremendous ahava to Klal Yisrael can we actually have Kabbalah Satara, because it's not fitting for us to receive it. And we take on ourselves something which really, in a sense, is too much for us. It's too much for our vessels to receive. Yeah? And that's what Purim does. Purim says, even the depths of despair. And we see the ahava that Kodesh Baruch Hu has from us. That's more rare in us, an ahava. And even when still in Golus, and it was still the Urat Saras, but we see that Kodesh Baruch Hu mashgiach on us, and we had a tremendous ahava for him, and we're trying to understand his rotzen and understand his will through all this choshech, through all this darkness, through all these difficulties, right? That's Kabbalah's Torah Shebal Peh, and that's what Purim is.